Harmonies of flavor. How music affects the taste of cheese. The origins of cheesemaking are not definitively known, but evidence suggests that the practice began with the domestication of milk-producing animals, such as sheep. Archaeological findings, including remnants of cheese and cheesemaking tools in an Egyptian tomb, indicate that this craft dates back at least 4,000 years. Cheesemaking involves a precise process of combining bacteria with milk, and despite its ancient history, the field continues to evolve, presenting both enduring mysteries and new opportunities for discovery. Recent innovations in cheesemaking include unique experiments, such as investigating the impact of music on the maturation process of cheese. In 2018, Swiss cheesemaker Beat Wampfler initiated a study to determine whether exposure to different genres of music could enhance the flavor profile of aging cheese and identify which type of music might produce the most delicious product. Wheels of cheese listened to different kinds of music. Beat Wampfler worked with researchers from the Bern University of Arts. They placed 9 wheels of Emmental cheese in separate wooden crates in Wampfler's cheese cellar. Then, using mini transmitters, they fed each crate with a different genre of music on a 24-hour loop. Here's the music that each wheel of cheese listened to. The classical cheese matured to Mozart's The Magic Flute, the rock cheese aged to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, the ambient one listened to Yellow's Monolith, the hip-hop cheese bounced to the beats of jazz. We've Got by a tribe called Quest, the techno crate was exposed to UVBY Vril serving as a control. One wheel of cheese was left to sit in silence. The remaining 3 wheels weren't exposed to music, but different high, medium, and low-frequency sounds. This was done to learn if music specifically influenced the taste of cheese or if just any sound would do. How different kinds of music influence the taste of cheese? After 6 months of listening to non-stop music, the cheese was subjected to lab analysis and a taste test by food technologists. They discovered that the cheese that had listened to either music or sound had a milder flavor than the one that had been left to age in silence. In addition, the musical cheese had a distinct texture and appearance compared to the non-musical cheese. Hip-hop cheese was considered the tastiest by most tasters. According to Wampfler, the cheese that listened to hip-hop music was remarkably fruity, both in smell and taste, and significantly different from the other samples. Swissinfo.ch. However, taste is subjective and some tasters preferred the milder flavor of the classical cheese. Swiss celebrity chef Benjamin Lazoy was among those who loved the Mozart cheese. My favorite cheese was that of Mozart. I like Mozart, but it's not necessarily what I listen to. Maybe a sweet little classical music, it does good to the cheese.
Fizz.org. Lazoy said the differences he noted were noticeable regarding texture, taste, and appearance. But does music really influence cheese flavors, or was it all in people's heads?
Scientists believe it's plausible that sound waves can affect the taste of cheese, but say that more research needs to be done. The man behind the experiment, Wampfler, said that in his experience as a cheesemaker, all kinds of things can affect the flavor of cheese, including temperature, humidity, and nutrients.
So it's not far-fetched that sounds can also change the texture and taste of cheese. The future of musical cheese.
The musical cheese shows how age-old traditions and modern curiosities can converge to unlock unique flavors.
Next, Wampfler hopes to experiment with different kinds of hip-hop music.
He sees a future where cheeses are marketed based on the music they listened to.
Others like Chef Lazoy believe this experiment opens a window of culinary experiments and exploits.
For chefs like me, these results are fascinating. This opens up new avenues for us in terms of how we can work creatively with food in the future, Lazoy concludes.
Mixmag. Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.